This is being recorded. Okay.
A lot of the Talmidim wanted to go over the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashi from yesterday, so I want to just begin with that, just to clarify again the points we're bringing out from Shad of Rashi, and then hopefully go on to Tosis, and then as well the next Gemara of Begina. Okay, so the piece of Gemara that we started yesterday is why the Mishnah says the word Be'emsa, that the kosel that's built, we're going now with the Lashon of Guda, so they're building the wall because they agreed mutually to build this wall, probably because of Hezek Re'iyah, that was on their mind. And once they agreed to do it, the chiyuv then becomes that they have to follow up and build the wall together. But the Mishnah adds be'emsa, not just cost, but also space. Each one gives half the space. And the question is, pshita, why would you think otherwise? And more answers that the case that the Mishnah could be discussing is not that they mamish came to the same agreement together on the same level with the same passion, but one person was ratzi l'chavre. So the ratzu came about because one person sold the idea to the other and the other one went along with it. Therefore, one might have thought that the second guy will argue that this that I agree, the Lashon HaGemara is ba'avira, or mi'utei ba'avira, but not when it comes to tashmishta, in other words, to give up half the makom of the wall of Gilgazis or whatever would mean that I would have less space to use for my use, tashmishta, and that I'm not agreeing to. My agreement did not include that. It only included avira. Now, the pashat pshat in the Gemara is Rabbeinu Yonah's pshat, and that is that the taina of the person would be, that's the kamashma, or no, that he has to give half the space as well. What's the svara here? His taina is, all my agreement included was to pay the cost of half the material of the kosel, but not to give even one iota of space. Space is all for me. I'm not mechuyev to give anything in terms of space. That was never my consent. I never signed off on that. I only agreed for cost. The words avira means, in other words, the space of the kosel, in terms of how high it is, and the actual width itself of the material, whatever that costs. But not in terms of the tashmishta. Now, in Rashi, we see something different. With Rashi, includes in this person's argument that which I agreed would be, if I have to give up space, yeah, but the space I'd give up, it'd be a space of a mechitza daka shel nisarim, which already accomplishes Hezek Re'iyah, which is after all what we want to accomplish here by building a wall. But there won't be Hezek Re'iyah. So mechitza, I agree to a mechitza, right? But what kind of mechitza? Mechitza daka, nisrat feisi, l'mi'utei ba'avira. What do those words mean, mi'utei ba'avira? That it would obviously take up space in the air of the chatzim. As if, okay, we'll see, kigon shel nisarim shehi daka. That much I would agree to. And it doesn't have a hezekriya once you have that. Or, but here's where it gets more sticky in Rashi. Or you want to have a thicker wall of Avanin, Gvil Gazis, fine. Let it all be, the bulk of it will be on your side. Chutz mi davar mu'at. The davar mu'at, Rashi alludes to, is the amount that would have to be sacrificed from me in my space were it to be that thin, flimsy Nisarim wall. But to have Kosel Avanin, that would also mean take a significant part of my makom that I wouldn't be able to be mishtamish in that lonis vatfesi. And the question on Rashi, let me present it the way Nachas David does. This is really what we were asking, but let's just read it from the Nachas David, who was a Talmud of Chaim Volozhiner, as you know. He's very glatt in the way he writes. His mesachtas that he writes on are very pleasant to read. He writes things very nicely, very user-friendly, very logical. So he writes on Rashi, lo hivanti, v'mashe pirish, that which Rashi said in the svatsei sigacha, lasos mechitza daka, v'ezekriya einba. So I agreed to a thin mechitza, and that takes care of ezekriya, the imkain, al gufa koso nami yiton kain, shelo yitin lo chatzi hautza mikoso avonim, rakn mechitza daka. So why does he allow himself to pay half the cost of the stone wall? If his argument is, in my mind, I said I'm agreeing to a machitza. So what that machitza? A thin machitza in the sarim, which cost a fraction of what a vilgazis will cost, right? So why are you? Why would he feel obligated? Why would he be obligated to pay half the cost of a stone wall? So what's the answer? Why does he assume the cost of half the Gvil Gazis wall? Why? Akach Tzach Lomer. Have I have it inside? Dezeh lo matzi umetan. He can't argue like that. Dezeh kfar kamash mun mas nisin mechitza stama he shal avad. In other words, kosel of Minaga Medina is what stam kosel is. Stam mechitza that he is agreeing to is, by definition, he's agreeing to what? The kosel Minaga Medina. And therefore, he has to share in the cost of that quality kosel. But now comes the Nachas Dov and turns back on Rashi and says, so well, I understand something. The Isal Gedaitach. And if what Rashi is telling us is, Digam HaMokom, L'machitza Daka Tzarech Liten, that he has to give the half the Mokom of a Machitza Daka, if that would be the Machitza that would be built, Im Ken HaKochach De'amrina. Now what does that indicate? The Chihecha Tzarech Liten La'Kosel, Gam Tzarech Liten La'Mokom. In other words, unlike the Pshat he's going to suggest afterwards, which we saw Ben Yonah learns, that his argument is, I never pledged in my commitment to have to pay makom in terms of makom, only in terms of cost. But Rashi disagrees, because Rashi is acknowledging that he'd have to give chatzi makom if it were to be what? Mechitza of Nisarin. So if you tell me that, then gam kein tzarech, the chechem tzarechitin kosel, gam tzarechitin makom, kein kimet tzarechitin kosel avanim, you're telling me you have to pay half the cost of the avanim. So how can Rashi, on the one hand, hold that a commitment on his part to participate in the wall does require him to surrender some aspect of Malkom, if it were to be the Kosel, the Sarin, and yet he would still be bound to pay half the cost of the Kosel Avanim, but in that scenario, he'd only have to give the Malkom of if it were to be in the Sarin. What does that mean? You should hear the Kasha very well. Manashach. You tell me he doesn't mean to say anything but Kosa Nisarim, because that's what Mechitza means, then why is he assuming the cost of half of the Avanim? But the answer is that he has to pay because we say Stam Mechitza is committing a Medina. So now, Rashi says if it would be Nisarim, he'd have to give the Malkom, half the Malkom of that thin Nisarim wall, so why wouldn't he have to give half the Malkom of the Avanim wall? And therefore, he says, without Rashi, he doesn't need to have Rabbeinu Yonah, he just says on his own. Rashi is Lufarish Kipshuto. Sakadai Dachamina, Kimendo is Kiru Amakam Bidabrem, and Sarachit, and Makam Kal, Filu Machitzadaka. So this was the problem that we raised in Rashi. So what we built out of this, and basically Rav Nachum's Torah, basically the idea, and this we went back to explain other Rashis with it, but let's take it slowly, step by step. The first thing to say is, that what I think we see in Rashi is a contrasting view than what we saw in Tosis when we discussed the Tosis by Misipas regarding why is it that when you have Ratsu, then the Kosa has to be committed on Medina. So we would have thought the most obvious reason is because Ratsu is saying he agrees to a Kosa, and implicit in that agreement is Watana Kosa, the way people built committed on Medina. That's the mashmos we saw in Tosis regarding Mesipas, if you remember, that if he pledges to a machitza, then the Mesipas to a machitza, then the Mesipas might, if it would have said also, would have meant Mesipas, but what type of Mesipas? A Mesipas of Avanim, as opposed to an inferior Mesipas of not even that. And so too with the Mishnah of Kosel, when he pledges to a Kosel, and we know it means Kosel, so it's a Kosel Mega Medina. So that would be the Pshat. The Tosis, maybe Rashi is otherwise. When he agrees to make a mechitza with this other guy, the reason why he has to do Kiminiga Medina is not because implicit in his commitment to participate in the Koso is a Koso of Minaga Medina, a Koso of Gil Gazis. No. He agreed to a Koso, to a mechitza. That's all you have here. There's no das of any kind, implicit or otherwise, that it should be this material versus that material. Come to Chachamim and say, in a context of Ratz, Lassus Machitza, we step in and we impose an obligation to build a wall, and Ratep of a wall, Minik Hamedina wall. And what's the pshat? What does that mean? So I think it means the following, and then I'll take it a step further. The Chiyuv Koso itself now is now a function of the Chacham. The Chacham take over in the driver's seat here. Because after all, again, maybe the Hasbro needs to be taken even beyond what we're going to say now, but let's at least take it to whatever extent now we can take it. That what does Ratsu mean in effect? What is an expression of when they agree to a wall? What's on their mind? That's agreeing. Of course, without Ratsu, we don't impose it, Lo Shmei Hezek. But when they say, we want to build a wall together, and you get that, both of them to sign off on it, what they're motivated by is Hezekriya. And that we saw that in the first where? In Rashi himself, Hezekriya Inka. Once they have expressed a willingness to tackle Hezekriya through building a wall, and again, all this guy they agreed to was a wall. And he didn't have any implicit thought about what type of wall. But Maisa, what they're both committing to is dealing with Hezekiah. Come the Chachamim and say, we are mechayiv you to build a wall of Hezekiah. In this way, the Chiyuv becomes now the Chachamim. They own it, they impose it on their standards. To the extent that really the din of the Mishnah, now the bonus that goes to the Emsa, based on the Chachamim being mechayiv a wall of Hezekiah, is not just Lufi the man de Amar of Hezekiah Shmei Hezek, which is Machitza being cooked. But in effect, what we've done is created a new way to understand that the Mishnah's Chiddush and the Din is actually the same, even the other Manda Amar. The only question is whether without the Ratzu on the Machitza, you already have that Chiyuv Chachamim, or it's only going to become a Chiyuv Chachamim once you have the expression of Ritzui on the part of both of them regarding the Kosa. This is why Rashi could have mentioned on the top of the Amud and on Amud Aleph, in connection certainly to the Lashon Aguda, Rashi said it on the top here, and on Amud Aleph it wasn't clear, but it could equally be for both Shitas. Rashi talks about Chiyuv Chachamim. How can Rashi say Chiyuv Chacham? We're talking now that they made a mutual agreement and they're bound by their agreement. But no. Once they expressed their desire to build a wall, and their motivation, of course, is Hezekiah, the Chacham are the ones who impose the Chiyuv. And that's the reason why Minigah Medina is the type of wall, because he never agreed per se to Minigah Medina. He agreed to a wall for Hezekiah. If that's the pshat, then we understand Rashi over here much better. And we answer Nachas David's kasha. Because the Gemara has a chidush. Be'emtza, why say be'emtza? It's obvious. Says Gemara, no, maybe he'll argue, you came to me and you sold me on the idea, and I agreed. But what am I thinking? I'm thinking, listen, I agree to a wall, agree to a machitza, we'll solve Hezekiah. But as far as I'm concerned, what am I agreeing to? I never agreed to give a makkel. Now, Koso needs a makkel. Fine. But mitzad, the Koso of makkel, that's the Koso Nisari. That solves Hezekiah. So, this that he has to pay for half the cost of Havanim, that's not because he agreed to that. If he would say, I'm agreeing to Kosel Havanim, then it's obvious he'd have to pay half the cost of the material plus half the makom, for sure. But that never went into his Ritzui. Whatever went into his Ritzui is only a wall for Hezekiah. So as far as Nisarim is concerned, so then he'll have to give half of the flimsy, thin wall of Nisarim, because a wall needs a makom. But once we start talking about Avanim wall, now it's no longer a function directly of what he agreed to. He didn't sign off on Avanim wall. He signed off on a wall. Who's stepping in and mechayev a wall of Avanim? Kibinigam Medina, the Chacham. Okay, but the Chacham only doing it insofar as there's a Ritzui. So what went into his Ritzui of Hezekiah? If all he wanted was, as far as he's concerned, a wall of the Sarim, the Chacham say, no, Hezekiah wall has to be Avanim, Seder. But he never wanted to give up makom, only to the extent that he have to give the half the makom of a thin wall. So maybe he can hold his own with that time. I'd say, good. So the Chacham imposed, maybe the Chacham never went beyond requiring him to give any more makom that he would have, in his mind, was machayev himself to. I, Avonim, yes, yeah, because Hezekiah wall, the Chacham say, that we're imposing. Hezekiah wall is a wall that's strong, a wall of Avonim. He has to pay half of that. But Nehechetes, he has to give half the makom of the Avonim. This is a way around Nachas Davis Kash, which makes Rashi in a different side of this issue of Tosfos, as far as Wamin Gamedina is Koveya for the Mandaama of Ratsu beating Guda, not because the Ratsu includes Minhag HaMedina, that's what he's thinking, that's what he's assuming. No, he's assuming simply Mechitza, for what it is. The Chachamim take over and require a wall of Hezek Re'ia, that's why they require the Minhag HaMedina wall, sturdy wall, that's the standard. But if it's all stemming from his Ratsu to take care of Hezek Re'ia, we can impose a certain type of wall that Hezek Re'ia is going to, you know, be solved in a strong way with that type of a wall. But if he never volunteered in his going along to give Malcolm more than what would be for an Asarim wall, so maybe we're not going to put that on him either in this halach. Says the Mishnah, no, Be'emsa. We're going to impose that as well on him, that he, if it's going to be Avonim, it's got to be half and half on that space as well. Okay, that's, I think, a way, hopefully clearer than yesterday, to explain, again, this Rashi as well as some of the other Rashis. Obviously, the Svara has to be digested. Exactly why should we take it so far and assume the Chum step in when they step in? Okay, but it has advantages, right? Even if we don't fully understand it, it has advantages. Danny, still have the question? Or took care?
Yeah, no, I was wondering if the Chacham step in, why couldn't he ever build a Nesarim Dafim? I mean, if it's really just...
No, he can, who says he can't? No, if the, because, look, if it could be that if they both agree to that, because this guy says, well, I don't want to have to build on my space Chutz Mi'Gdabem Mu'at, maybe the Chacham not going to stop. If the whole thing is building on the Ratsu. It's obviously because one person has stronger desire for Avani. Okay, so good. So Chacham say you have to pay the cost, half the cost of the Avana. That much we'll put on you. But if he never committed to Makom, so maybe that could still be his choice to say that Makom is going to be only sacrificed the slightest bit.
When Rebbe says that the Ratsu creates almost
like Ratsu is Chachamim, right.
In this case, how could the Chiv Chachamim be dependent on the type of wall that the other Shulch wants to build?
No, because the Chachamim want, once there's a Ratsu for Hezek Re'ia, the Chachamim want that wall to be a certain standard wall. And that will be sheer cost, because he agreed to build a wall. But if in his das was never to give up more makom than what would be for a thin wall, so maybe that much we're not going to, that would not be required of him to give, because it's all stemming from the Ratsu that the Chacham is coming in here. So maybe they'll leave him alone with that. So the makom could be this slice in his makom. Tashmish doesn't have to give up. It's all stemming from the Ratsu. He never wanted to give up Tashmish. Yes.
If his intent was always build a thin wall, now the amount of makom he's going to give up, can you say that also would be a cheaper wall, which means his intent would be to build a cheaper wall?
Yeah.
And then by saying that the Chachamim come in and impose a thick wall, but not necessarily the Makom, isn't part of imposing a thicker wall also imposing the Makom? Because you can't impose the wall if there's no Makom.
Again, the point being, as Rashi explains it, the Makom would be largely on the other guy's side. And all he'd have to sacrifice as far as his Makom is the amount that would be happy sacrifice were it to be the bare minimum wall of Nisar.
Why doesn't that apply a price? When you're thinking about building a wall that's thin, it's also much cheaper. So
of course,
his initial das was
right.
A thin
so that's the right. So the response to that is as follows: his das was just mechitza. He didn't think specifically of Avani, but the Chachamim step in when there is an indication on their part to build a wall for Hezek Re'ia reasons. The Chachamim a mechayev that will to be a certain quality that follows standards of Minhag HaMedina. So that's why that he can't get away from. But what he could still get away with, without the Chiddush of Mishnah say otherwise, is that, yeah, but since he never wanted, he agreed to war. He didn't say, spell out, I'm only agreeing to Nesarim. This is his argument right now. I agreed to war. But so he says, go. So now he says, but space-wise, I don't want to sacrifice. Now the question is, if he never wanted to give more than this little amount of space, so granted we're going to pose on him the cost of half the cost of a strong wall of Avanim, but maybe space-wise we're not going to impose on him more than what he would have wanted to give in terms of space. That's something we can assume he didn't want to give up more of. So that's what Kamashmon is answer. Now, all of this, Rabosai, is within the Shita of Mechitza equals what? Guda. Ratsu, Lasos, Mechitza, they wanted to build a wall. Bonus Akosa, the Emsa. The other Lashon that was more mentioned is a part of the Shaka Vitaria, right? The Ema Mechitza Klukta, that they wanted to divide the Shutfis. And then the din is Hezek Rishme Hezek, they have to build a Kosa of the Emsa. Let's now consider, we'll feed that Shita, the same question of the Gemara, and what would be the answer, and is this part of a question that needs to be addressed according to that mandama? So who deals with this question? Tosus. So Tosus has this issue, and we also have in the Rinyona and Beno Gershim also a discussion. Let's start with Tosus, see what Tosus says. Alam de Shavart. Tosus says, Bonus HaKosa Be'emsa, Nigmar asks, Pshita. Says Tosus, Lamanda Omaguda Parich. In other words, this question of Peshitta is Lefid the Manda Amar Guda, like all the kashas that are going to fall on the Amud, that you're telling me Guda has to be Losh Mehezek, what about this, what about Gina, what about the whole flow of the Gemara is to try to put the Manda Amar Lechitza Guda on the defensive. So this kasha is also, according to that Manda Amar, what are you going to do with why it says Be'emsa? And why is it a kasha? And Tosfos elaborates. Because she iknu lasas guda, when they made a kinyan to create a machitza, a wall, kach iknu zeh kimo zeh. So there was a mutual kinyan that they were meshabed themselves, both of them together, to build a wall. Upshita de be'emsa. So then, why have to tell him be'emsa? It should be obvious. And Mar gives the teretz that it gives. Avu mandam apukta, the kasha is not a kasha. We have a simple answer to this. Mandam apukta, there Tosfos says, it's b'chameima. There for sure we have to save Mefurish be'emsa, because Saka Daita Chamina, now we're going that they build the wall because of Hezek Re'iyah. Because once they agree to divide, there's a halacha, Hezek Rishmei Hezek. So Saka Daita Chamina, the Mishum Hezek Re'iyah, Yeshko Yisayev Binyan HaKosel. He's required to support the cost of the building of the Kosel. Avu'im Livnas B'chelko B'shbukach. Tosfos says, there we can understand right away a svara that maybe Be'emsa wouldn't be so simple. Maybe he would only be bound to have to pay in the cost of the building of the wall, but not to sacrifice any part of his space. Tosfos doesn't explain why this should be true. And at first glance, we should start asking ourselves, why is that such a simple svara? I mean, after all, let's take the classic way to explain Hezek Rishmei Hezek, which is how we started. What is the natural way that we'd want to understand a Rishmei Hezek? Hachokas Nezikin. So I'm a mazik, because I can see what that guy's doing. So I have to accommodate by building a wall. I shouldn't be mazikim ayidei Hezek Re'iyah. So, okay. So the requirement is to build a wall. So why wouldn't that mean that I have to build a wall half on my space as well? I mean, I'm a mazik. But I'm just framing the question. The truth is, any pshat you'll say, we should try to explain it. But we'll work for everything. But just take it simple. According to the Shita, according to understanding that it's because of Mazik. So like, why? What does this mean? I understand Hezek Re'iyah, Binyan HaKosel, but not Livnos B'chelko. Why not? How did you learn? What's the svar to say on this? Okay, Arye, and then Hamishoya, yeah, what do you think?
So then if Hezek Re'iyah is just making sure that, you know, whatever Re'iyah, whatever damage is caused by the Re'iyah is gone, and that doesn't really speak to where you're building the wall.
Why not?
Because you can solve Hezek Re'iyah if you build a wall anywhere.
Do you mean that alone, yeah. Maybe the halach of Hezek Re'iyah would not make chayvim to be able to say much. You're saying just that? I don't think about the makom. You're mazik! Why wouldn't you have to give up your makom?
Someone complaining, maybe, I'm saying.
Okay, you see?
So
you're saying something interesting. Let's take what you're saying, try to put in different words. In other words, let's go back. The Inyan Chakas Nezikin is Al HaMazik HaHarchik HaSatzmo. Again, we'll speak through the Okay, Rav Yossi, so we had a way to figure it out. It's called Giridile. Okay, let's go with that. But the Mazik has to be Machik on what level? To what extent? To what extent? That he has to be Moneh his own Tashmish. In other words, a wall he has to build, he has to share in the cost. But what are we saying he also should have to do Kedavar Pash? Give up half his space of the wall, which is his for his use. Maybe that nekuda, that extra sacrifice, is not all a masik harachik esatzma. In other words, that should be on the other guy's. In other words, to that extent, I'm willing to pay for the wall, but maybe not to the extent it's going to affect me in terms of my restricting my use. Maybe that would not be viewed that I have to give up. In other words, I'm taking Ari's point maybe a step further. In other words, ad kedekach, I don't have to give up this, my responsibility. Both tried to say in different words, my responsibility as a mazik, as a hezek ri'ia, doesn't mean it has to come at the price of my makom. That's what is a kamashmo and be'emsa. Ad kedekach, yes, you have to give up your makom too. Now, let me just say it maybe a different way. I give you the Me'iri on the same line as the Tosis for a reason. The Me'iri, maybe it's also going to be helpful in this. Me'iri has the following a mashal, and I guess just, I'm using it as a mashal, but I think it can be very relevant for Tosis. In other words, how far does the claim go against a person for hezek ri'ia? Because what the issue in Tosis is speaking to is that I have to also give up my makom, my tashmish makom, my precious space that I use. So that's what we're wondering. Why not? Shouldn't it be required? No, maybe not. Kamash Malan, yes. But like, why isn't it obviously you should have to give it up? But you see that there are limits. That's why I brought the Me'iri in. You see that even though Hezek Ria is a reality, Shmei Hezek, you see that there's a gvul. How much do we push you into a corner because of you being Mazik of Hezek Ria? So what was the case that the Me'iri spoke about? Two individuals, right? They're living one next to the other without a wall. Hezek Ria Shmei Hezek. A wall is supposed to be built. The problem is, one of these two people, he's bankrupt. He has no money. Can't afford to pay for it. The question now is, the guy who's on the other side is an usher. I mean, he doesn't want to have to pay for the wall himself. But on the other hand, he's being affected by the guy who's poor through Hezek Ria. And we say, hey, Hezek Yishmei Hezek. So this guy, the wealthy guy, says, my friend, you know, you must move Hezek Ria. We have to build a wall. I don't have any money. Okay, until you get money, you got to move out. You can't live here. You have no right to be here. Hezek Ria Yishmei Hezek. Can the usher make such a claim against the Yoni? Yoni? No? Okay. Can he make such a claim? I want to include everybody, even the far-flung parts of the room. So I'm looking to see if people can ask from anywhere. Okay. So what would you say? Couldn't he do that? Can he make such an argument? So what's the Lashon HaMe'iri? Interesting Lashon. What? What's his language? Take a look. Tantav Gimel, right? Right? He can't afford his share of cost. Now he brings a mashal for this. At the end of Bar Mitzvah, you have a Mishnah where you have two people, one living first story, one living on the second story, the Aliyah, and it collapses. So the guy can say, Donim Basha Sheni Bona Vidar Apachel Khavera Chifa Utsaosaf Kidin Bai Stalia So Shnaim Hombarpek Bai Stalia. So basically, if this guy can't, if one of these people can't afford to pay to reconstruct this building that collapsed, so you have a top floor and a bottom floor, and they're meshubah to each other, like they have, you know, so now this guy on the top says, since the other guy has to participate in the cost to rebuild what fell down, so meanwhile, he'll go into the bottom story and live there and drive the other guy out of the house until he begins to pay half, and then we'll build for both of us to be able to live each one respectively where we are before. So he uses that as leverage. The guy in the Aliyah, who now has no Aliyah left, and the Bais is meshubah to the Aliyah, he has to pay for that. and he's not paying, he has no money. So the guy says, okay, right now there's nothing. So he'll build, meanwhile, at the first story, and live there until the other guy says, okay, now I'll pay you for half the cost of everything, and then you can move upstairs like before, and I'll move downstairs. So that's the halach, according to one sheet and one time in the Mishnah there. So they want to argue the same thing over here, that the usher will say, you have no right to be here if you can't pay for the wall. Just like over there, he's not paying for what has to be done in order for everyone to be where they were before. So he can take advantage of that and say, I'm building meanwhile, and I'm living here until you pay me your share. The EF Shul Amru. Why? You see, there, the Baal HaBayis had nowhere to live, so he has to do something. Now he builds the first story, at least for now, and he's taking over, and the other guy has to leave. Because I have nowhere to go. So that's where I can step in, meanwhile, and in effect drive you and drive you out. You can't live with me here, because meanwhile you're not paying. Avo anizeh shadar beveso. This ani is living in his own house. Mehechan ba legarsho mi beso b'shvu hezekriya. How could the usher now drive him out of his house because hezekriya notwithstanding? Ella, what's the solution? Ella, oh yivna hala derech sheyirtze. Either, listen, meanwhile he can't afford it, so you're concerned, you build it, you build the wall, however you want. Or just live with the discomfort of the fact that you can look at each other. What do I see in this Ni'iri? Why is it relevant for Tosis? What do I see in this Ni'iri? That a claim of Hezek Re'ia does not mean at all costs that you could put this person out, you know, in such a way that he's on the street. There's a limit. Yeah, Hezek Re'ia Shmehezek. Yeah, I understand. But if he can't afford it, so kachazeh. You know, meanwhile, he's living here. So, al derech zeh entosis. We're talking about what are the limits of the claim of Hezek Re'ia. So, yeah, he has to pay for the wool. But who says it goes as far as having to give up makom for the wool? That's the chiddush to the Mishnah. So Tosis says, that's why the Mishnah has to say ba'emtza according to that mandama. Gemara on the other hand was discussing the shita of Ratsu going on Mechitza Guda, and they agreed they'll meshavet themselves, so Pashta says they meshavet themselves for the Makom as well. That's why the Gemara has to give a whole answer. No, he could have timed it as it was Ratsu Yechad El Chavrei, and he could say he only agreed on these terms and on the other terms, whatever Pshat was saying. Now, there's another answer to the Kash itself of Tosis, and why Mishnah has to say by Emsa according to the other Pshat. And this you'll see in Rabbeinu Gershom, and Rabbeinu Yonah also says it. Let's take a look at Rabbeinu Gershom, and then maybe Rabbeinu Yonah also. The Russian here is as follows. I see in my Gemara they have it on a Amud Aleph in the Os Bahadur. Okay, I know which Gemara you have. Bonus akosa be'emtza pshita. So he's working through the whole Gemara, Rabbeinu Gershom. Akati makshel mando amar guda. So he's clear, like Tosis, that this kasha is all like the whole Amud. It's all Amanda Amaguda. Bishlama Yamrina. Now he's going to tell us why it's not a kasha for the other Amanda. Bishlama Yamrinan Mechitza Prokta. Mishamachi Yitzbrich Lemisni Bonus HaKosel. So what did the Mishnah for sure have to say? Kosel. If that's the halacha. So he had to say Bonus HaKosel. Dilo Sagi Belavachi. The itzrich itkar kosel. No, so you have to talk about the kosel that they have to build. It has to be a kosel. So why does it say be'emtza on top of that? Okay, va'adik tani be'emtza, va'adilu itzrich l'misne. Hold the kama plukta, since it's plukta, so hezek b'yesh me'ezek, so of course it's going to be be'emtza. But, ela agav, the itzrich l'misne kosel, katani be'emtza. V'lo mishum dafka. It's not that there's any chidush per se in a be'emtza that I wouldn't have known otherwise. But it's the way the Mishnah is speaking. There's a chiddush already in Bonus HaKosa, the chiyuv to build a kosa as a kriya. So it tells you, where do you build a be'emsa? You don't have to figure out why you have to say be'emsa. It's agav, because Bonus HaKosa is part of what it has to tell me. That's the ikur din. Bonus HaKosa. Because mechitza never meant wall. So we never mentioned wall before. We never mentioned what you're building. All we talked about until now was what they agreed to do what? Ratsu lasas mechitza, meaning they wanted to make a division. So now, bonus a koso, you have to tell me what the halacha is. Koso, okay, so Mishnah says, koso be'emsa. Elo yamrit. But here's where the Gemara comes with a question. Elo yamrit, I mechitza, gudahi. So now, bishlama koso lo meyuter. So the word koso, bonus a koso, is not redundant. Because what the Gemara says before, it knows instead of according to bonum also, so l'chare koso is also miyuter. So you'll tell me that's not miyuter. Mishum da asil miyuter misipas. So it comes out, it's just it's emphasizing koso miyuter misipas below gufi yitzchach. So it's not really meant for itself. You could use a pronoun if you want to tell me to build a wall, as per their agreement. But you should know machitza didn't mean that they're bound to build a misipas. So you tell me koso. But then what would be extra? Alvadi the emsa miyuter the given the shutvin in ubahechad so berad solas is guda pshita the beemsa bonemoso vahashta umatzis lamei ma'agav the itzbech misni koso tani beemsa. So now you're going to say, oh, once it says koso says beemsa, no, msim the koso gufila asela pukim mesipas. Bonemsa koso is not really needed for itself; it's only needed as a side chiddush. From that, it could have said also. So why is it a koso? Side chiddush that's not mesipas. So then, vade litzrich beemsa. So that's how we learn. So it comes out, it's a different way to answer the point of why the Gemara doesn't raise the question of the mandamer, because it's there. It's just a way of once again, the ikar halacha tells you beemsa as well. Ben Yonis says something similar. Then he just derech agav, we're learning the Rabbeinu Gershom. We see in the Teretz something interesting, just to see what he says further in the Teretz. If it wouldn't say be'emsa, v'amina diyachol memo lakin svatseisi lasus mechitza bekachnis svatseisi, shelo ashtamish ba'avira didach. It's interesting. Ki ilu, that needs his haskama. What did I agree to? That I won't... I have to be sacrificing that you're building a wall on your Rishus, and it affects me and my chatzis avir. As if you need my consent for that. Strange, no? Chavir, that guy can do what he wants in this place, right? Avo miyuti betashmish shalit in mokum chatzi akos salon svatsesi kamash moron kivin din svatse bonus akos v'emtsa. The Lashon of Rabbeinu Gershom is mashmer, Rabbeinu Gershom says, that he had to concede something in agreeing to the wall, even though not mokum. What is he conceding? So Rabbeinu Yonah said, what is he conceding? That he's willing to give what?
Money
for half that wall. But not an inch or an iota of space. Rabbeinu Gershom sounds like that you needed me to be able to say, you can build up by you, even though it blocks my view, so to speak. You know, that's what it sounds like. That I have some leverage over that too. That's a chiddush. That's Ben Yonah didn't understand that should be true. He mentions this point. He doesn't agree. Chayra, of course I can build what I want to build. Well, you're going to stop me from doing that. Okay, questions. Rafi, yeah.
Why? What's the difference between a chiddush gamur and like a side chiddush that for one you could say I would rather when you can't?
So I think the difference is if the halacha is stated for itself. So then you can formulate it with in a fuller way with another detail that might not be per se a chiddush, but the sentence as a whole, as one unit, has a chiddush to it. Bonim es hakosel b'emsa. Follow me? Bonim es hakosel b'emsa. So b'emsa, that's in small letters. That's, you know, just it's finishing the sentence. The chiddush is bonim es hakosel b'emsa. Okay. Doesn't bother me, it says b'emsa. Agav, it's bonim es hakosel b'emsa. Ashenkin, according to the other way that we just finished saying, bonim sarkoso is a side point. It's not for itself. They agreed to make a mechitza koso, bonim oso. Right? Bonim sarkoso, not a mesipas. Be'emsa. What's Be'emsa doing? It's hanging there. What is it telling me? It's not shach to say agav. Agav what? Agav, something that itself wasn't a chiddush. That what word was not a chiddush. That word, but inherently, that word was a way of figuring out another derech agav, incidental chiddush. So you don't say an extra word to fill up where the word before itself wasn't stated for itself. It was only stated for some other reason. Clear? That's what Rabbeinu Gershom and Rabbeinu Yonah's pshat in why it's not a problem the other way. Okay, let's see the Hemshach HaGemara. So now we went through so far the question of the semantics of the Mishnah and the two ways to word mechitza, and why it says esakoso for the manda maguda. Then we went further with that manda amar, why it has to say beemsa. So now we're going to get into the heart of this machokes of hesek v'shmei hesek, lo shmei hesek. This amud is going to deal with the lashon of sabrua of hesek v'lo shmei hesek. You see this, they put simanim sometimes in the Gemara in parentheses, meaning to say every word here is another way to remember. It's a mnemonic. It's a mnemonic, you know, you want to chaz v'shaka v'tarya, you remember, you know, how, what the order is in terms of each kasha. Gina, that's going to be the first kasha that we're going to see. Kosel, that's from the next kasha of Kosel Chosel Shanafal. Kofin, Bechokin, Chalonas, Rav Nachman. That's going to be the words that are going to be the way to remember what's coming in the Shaka Vitaria, all the different kashas, and we're going to throw against the Manda Amar of Lo Shmei Hesek. So now the Gemara goes like this. Tashma. Let's now address, or as we have actually read before the simon, the hezek, real lo shmei hezek, right? That's how it starts. The hezek, real lo shmei hezek. Is it really so, what you're telling me, what you're medayik, that since the mandama ratzu is learning ghost kosa, mechitzas koso, so time of the ratzu. So, almed lo shmei, is it really so? What about the following? Tashma, we read in the Mishnah, v'chein begina, v'chein begina. So what do we have in the Mishnah? That the halacha is, by Gina, that there's a din to make a kosel, just as we discussed by Chatzah. So the Gemara is obviously asking that this should be a raya, that what? The Hezek Ria is Shmei Hezek. The assumption would have to be, and this is mentioned in the Shita, we'll soon see inside, that there's apparently whatever Hezek Ria we discussed with regard to Chatzah, so there's some element of Hezek Ria by a Gina. Gina is you have these patches of vegetables and things that are growing, that, you know, there are different rows and patches of it, and apparently people use it for somewhat vamship, it's sin of some nature or some uses, and there is a hezek ria issue at stake. And the Mishnah says that there's a halacha to build a kosa. So that would be a raya, the hezek ria shmei hezek. We have to see soon in Tosis, l'chayra, the Mishnah says, makam shenah galigda, right? So, what is Gemara thinking right now about that? Rashi doesn't say anything. Stomach, Rashi's mashma, that even though it's Malkam Shinah Galigda, that's how the words are suggesting. But notwithstanding that, Hezek V'lo Shmei Hezek, it shouldn't matter. That's what it might, you might get that impression from Rashi. Rashi is silent on this issue. The Gemara is bringing the Chin Begina, and this is Malkam Shinah Galigda, Machayvim. So maybe that's what makes all the difference. Malkam Shinah Galigda. Rashi's silent. So it could be Rashi holds it. Still, lo shmei hezek. Even though it's not galigda, to know. But that's the kasha. The chen begina is a raya shmei hezek. And it says the Gemara, no, gina shiny. Gina is different. This is, again, why we're going to be mechalek between, even though lo shmei hezek, begina has its own issue. Kidder Rab Abba, the Amar Rab Abba, Amar Rab Hun. Asa la'adam lamod b'sada chaveiro b'sha shehi omedes b'kamoseh. Persons not allowed to stand over their friend's field when things are in now being their bloom, their fruit is there and you can see it. And what's the issue there? Rashi brings in shelo yazikenu ba'ayin ra. So now this is something new. Ayin hara. The fact that the person is looking, gazing at the what the person has in their gina, sada chaveiro, kamoseha, so too by a gina, that same idea, there's the idea of ayin hara, and that could cause repercussions. So that's the issue. We want you to build a mechitza in a gina based on ayin hara. Hezek ria, lo shmei hezek. But something else. This is by a gina. By a chatsa, you don't have it because it's not things that are not growing there. It's just a place for people to use their shtamshes. But gina has ayin hara. Ask the Gemara, v'ha v'chein katani. But it says in the Mishnah, the Lashon is v'chein begina. Just as we said in the Mishnah by chatsa, that bonim sakosa be'emsa, so it is by gina, v'chein katani. Says Rashi, it sounds like the reasons are identical. And what have we said now? In terms of chatzer, it's nothing to do with ayin hara. By gina, it's ayin hara, and by chatzer, it's based on what? What's it based on? Huh? Hezek ri'iyah. No, going now, madam alosh me hezek. Based on what? On ratz. On ratz.
Should be a question of both on that words, though? For the chen?
The Gemara is assuming if Yod Shmei Hezek, there is Hezek Riyah by Echad, by Agina. That's what the Gemara's Kasha was. So then it could be also based on Hezek Riyah.
Or
Ayin Hara is something slightly different than Hezek Riyah. Right? That's what it sounds like. There's, the Gemara is saying it's because of Ayin Hara. Hezek Riyah is any Chafish Yitzirah Sokai. I want privacy. Ayin Ra is this like Bilam idea, right? There's going to be this envy that comes out when you're looking at what the person has, and that's a different idea, obviously somewhat similar, but distinct. One could also add to the Gemara's Kasha, V'chein Katani, right? V'chera, in the first case, it's Ratsu. It's a function of Ratsu. And by Gina? What? Just Halacha for itself. So that's the kasha, v'chein katan. How does it work in the word benisha? V'chein katan sounds like it's of the same nature. Again, here it's a din of ratsu, based on the ratsu. And this is not dependent on ratsu. And this is because of their commitment to each other, and this is because of ayin hara. Says the Gemara, agvil v'gazis. Agvil v'gazis. That which gina is considered to be analogous to the earlier case of the Mishnah of the Kosel is not going in the Ikur Chiyuv, the Ikur Tama Chiyuv. What's it going on? On the type of wool that you make, just like there's a halacha to make a wool from Gilbert Guzzis by Chatzik. And why is that? For the reasons that's over there. Because of the Ratsu and so on. So there's also halacha to have a wall with a gazis by gina based on what? Based on the hain hara. So the chain is a gilbert gazis. But now, bro, said, let's ask a question. And the reason why you need gilbert gazis by gina, why? Why gilbert gazis?
Good wall.
Because that's a good wall. We want an hain hara proof situation. If you need an ayin hara proof wall, that's considered minhag medina, right? And the first mishnah, the first part by chatzer, what do you need gilbert gazis? Why minhag medina wall? Because that's what they agreed to. Because when he agrees, stam et demilsa, he wants it to be a wall like minhag medina. So it's not the same. Even the gilbert, it's not the same reason there either. So what do we gain? The kasha was. Rashi says, "V'habchein katani, the mashma tarvay chataymo, gina v'chatzis." So Mordechai says, "No, it's not going on the ikachiv. The ikachiv is not chataymo. It's going gvil v'gazis, and gvil v'gazis is chataymo. Why gvil v'gazis in the by chatzer? Because ratsu is on the wall of Minhag HaMedina. So that's what I'm committing to. And gvil v'gazis by gina is because Chacham say we want a wall." To be like Minhag HaMedina, so it doesn't line up either. What's the answer? What could be the answer? Who can help? Everyone hear the question? If Rashi learned Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha, Vavachein Katani, that's Mashma Chad Taima. So here it's not Chad Taima, this is Ayin Hara, this is based on Ratz. Gemara says, no, it's going to be okay because Vachein is not going on the Ikur Chiyuv, it's going on the type of wall. Vilva Gazis. And that is Chad Taima. How is that chataima? In the case of Gina, it's based on the Chacham being koveya for you that this has to be the wall that you're going to use to take your vayin hara. So it's the Chacham and koveya, that's the Minhag HaMedina wall, that's what we want. And the first case, what's the pashas? What's the pashup shot? Why do you have to have gilbert gazis? Why Minhag HaMedina? What's the pashup shot that we originally were thought to think? Why? Because that's what the ratzu is going on. So then how does it make it chataima? What can help us? Something we've said in Shir already. What can help us, Yaakov?
Yeah, we said before that the
chiyuv to build
the wall
is not,
it's not,
once there's a ratsu, then it becomes a chiyuv chachamim. The Rashi at the top of the Amud. and what we tried to use with explaining the Rashi with Rachel's David's kasha. So it is, it's not, the Gvilva Gozis is Chiyum Chachamim, it's Chatan. Once you have a Ratsu to make a kosel for Hezekria purposes, to make a Hezekria proof wall, the Chum tell you it's Mechoyev to build a wall, and this is the type of wall you build. So in on the details, Gvilva Gozis, it's Chataima. On the Ikochiv, it's not Chataima, this is Ein Hara, this is Hezekria, okay. But in the Vilbe Gazis, it's a Chacham who is stepping in and saying, you have to do it. Not because, if we would have learned the other way, and we thought Tosis learned that way, that the reason why you, in the case of Chatzah, you have to have Vilbe Gazis is because when I'm agreeing to a war, I'm thinking war like a Minigam Adina. Then it's nothing to do with Chachamim. It's because that's what I'm committing to. So then it comes out, it's still not the same. Even after saying Bechen is Vilbe Gazis, it's not the same. So you have to know what Tosis will do with this Bechen on Vilbe Gazis. I think the answer is clear, because Rashi is the one who learned the kasha of Echein, that it's not chataima. You could have learned something more differently. It's not the same case. Take a look at Rabbeinu Gershom. He has a few things to say. First of all, he talks about the case of Gina, that would be Hezekriah, because he has an okimta of what type of Gina it is. But then I want something beyond that. Take a look at the Rabbeinu Gershom. He says, first of all, Gina Homeris Beir Kamairi, Dika Hezekriah, okay. Then he brings the Gemara's Kasha. Alma Hezekriah, Shmei Hezek. Lo, Olam Emelach, Lav Shmei Hezek. Vishaini Gina, Lav Mishim Taimed Hezekriah, El Mishim Dimistaklin Begina, So Machlisim Bo Ein Hara. Kidrav Abba. Alma Imkein Kidika Amit, take a look at how he knows the Kasha. Vechen Katani. Im kein kide ka amet im shim time at the ein hara machaven lig der begina blamish im ezgria mai ve kein begina okay says to go with the masma the also din at mush nog be khatser also din at mush nog begina o tamech eo din achad it's not one din why be somebody di according to me if I own hezekria shme hezek to mishim hezekria da mina idi mishim hezekria lach yasi shape ve kein begina eo di dach mai ve kein. It's not the same din. Umeshani hay vechein lo mahadekhala reisha bonus al kosel de tedik minexim shem chayven lifnos kosel b'chatzim shem ezekriya kein begina ela hay dekhani vechein begina gvo begazis ma b'chatzim mokom shenog lifnos gvo begazis bonin kein begina lo om lo kashali. What I think of Benu Gershom is he's not saying that the kasha was that it's not chataima, it's not the same din. What does he mean it's not the same din? This is a case of Ratsu. And this is a case of stam, even without ruts. Moshe says, no, Vilva Gaz, it's the same thing. In the case that it is, it's Vilva Gaz. Rashi added more to the kasha. V'chein katani, it's mashma chataim, it's not chataim, it is ayin hara, this is based on the ruts. So Moshe says, Vilva Gaz. Oh, that's chataim. What's chataim? Because a chacham, a machayv. Then it works out, so Rashi. What does Tosfos say? Tashma v'chein begina v'kamon maskinan d'hachi koma v'chein begina stam kimokam shenogu ligdor dami hilkach daik shapir dezik rishme hezik. What's bothering Tosfos? What's bothering Tosfos, Rabosa? Tosfos sends us to a Gemar Dav Dalid that reads the Lashon HaMishnah and interprets it for us. The words of the Mishnah are V'chein begina makom shenagu ligdor mechayvenos. And so by a gina, if it's a makom that the minag is to make fences, mechayvenos. Tosis quotes the Gemara Dav Dalid, that the Gemara interprets that to mean that stam gina has the din amok shenagu ligdor, and therefore you have to make a fence. And Tosis, and therefore we understand what the Gemara is asking. And if I didn't bring the Gemara Dav Dalid, what was bothering Tosis? Who can help me out? What was bothering Tosis? Chava, you learned Tosis here, right? Yeah? No? Okay. Who did? Okay, Yoni, you did.
I was going to say that he thinks it's not Hezekriya, is that why?
If you didn't read the words like the Gemara, what would be the mashmos of those words?
Maybe you would have thought it was Mahfum Shed, Ligdor, because Tom is not. therefore you
If you wouldn't read the words, as Tosfos brings from the Gemara, that Stam Gina is Kamak Shino Gedur, then what would be the way to read those words? V'chein Begina, if the Minog was Gedur, then Mechayv. But if that would be the ring of the Mishnah, then what's the Gemara's Kasha? So Raya has Gershmei Hezek. No. Really, Loshmei Hezek. But you know why you have to build a wall? Because it's not Stam Gina. If you didn't read a Stam Gina, then it would mean the case is it's Makam Shana Gulegda. So that's the Minhag Makam. To be gold there. So then, why do you have to do it?
Because the
Makam, the Minhag is that people go there. So then what's the Kasha? Really, Loshmei Hezek, but it's Makam Shana Gulegda. So says the Maharam. Also, the other Rishonim as well. Just take a look. Maharam says two things really on the Tosfos. What does Tosfos mean to say? Maskina Kasluzeh. He has another angle also. Without the Gemara, I could also say something else. Why do you have to build in the first part of the Mishnah a wall? For the Manda Amalosh Mehezik, why do you have to build a wall? Why? Why or what matter? Ratsu. Through the mask, I can't hear. Ratsu. Yeah. No, so maybe the Gina is also Ratsu. That's one Nakuda that he brings us. Tosfos is bothered by that. So what's the Kasha? The same way the first part of the Mishnah makes sense because it's based on Ratsu. So say the same thing for Gina. So Tosfos says, no, but the Gemara teaches differently. The Chain Begina, not because of Ratsu, even without Ratsu. Stam Gina equals Nagaligda. That's one point in Tosfos. Another point, maybe only because of Malcolm Nagaligdar. That's why Mechaibin, that's why he agrees. So Tosfos, on both points, the answer is the Gemara is relying on Davdal. With the Gemara teaches what those words in the Mishnah mean. Vechein Begina, Malcolm Nagaligdar, Mechaibin, meaning Stam Gina. Without Ratsu, without knowing that there's a minute for sure, but Stam Gina by default is considered Nagaligdar Mechaibin. That's what Tosfos is trying to say. Look in the Maram. Ukanman maskinan kasvuze mishum dehuk shalahem. Tosfos is bothered. Ma pashit migina the besefet the masnisa neima the besefet the masnisa koya resha the chihecha the resha ari dafka berat. So achinam yasif. So point number one, Tosfos is thinking, what's the kasha? Let it be the same point of the Reisha. Why it's Chayiv in the Reisha? Lo Shmei Hezek? Ratsu! So let the Sefer be Ratsu. Second point, this is what the Rashba says, the Ode, it says, Mokam Shenogel Igdar. The Mashma, what is the Mashma? Hope Mokam She'ein Minuk. If it's only Nogel Igdar, you're Chayiv. If it ain't Minuk, ain't a Chayiv. If that's the case, then to the contrary, then he's very happy. It's only Nogel Igdar. Otherwise, it's Lo Shmei Hezek. So how do you use this as a kasha on the mind of Moshe Mehezek by the case of Gina, but only if it's Malcolm Ligdor? You see, it's not for sure a slam dunk chiyu. Maybe only because Malcolm Ligdor. Just says, no, because Mar knows what it's going to say on Dav Dalid, and the meaning of those words is, Stam Gina is Malcolm Ligdor. Forget Ratsu, you don't need Ratsu. And even if it's not knowing what the meaning is, that is the halacha, that's the default. I have to kriya Moshe Mehezek. Why are you doing it? And so you see in the Rishonim, in the Rashba, on this Gemara, that's, he says it's the second point of the Maharam is what he brings in. The Rashba says, V'chein begina, v'yim tomer my kasha, hasa mishum shenagu. Second point of the Maharam. Mishum shenagu, that's why. If not nagu, you see, you don't have to make a wall. So what's the Gemara asking on kasha, man dam alosh me'ezek? You see, it's only in the case of nagu. What is interesting is Rashi's silence. Like we said before, Rashi says nothing. Rashi doesn't tell us Igmar is thinking about Davdali. Sounds to me, from Rashi, that even if we would take the words at face value, about Ratsu, I don't know what to say, maybe Ratsu, but at least the second point, what the Rashba raised. Even if I would take the words at face value, that the Gemara, the Mishnah will be saying, if it's Makash Nagel Igdar Machayvin, that Gufa would be a Kashel Manda Amal Losh Mehezek, because Magli that it was Nagel, Losh Mehezek. That's what the silence of Rashi might imply. Rashi didn't say anything. So Rashi not saying could also say something. Al kol panim, what we see in Tosfos, Maran, the Rashba, is the Gemara's Kasha is predicated on the interpretation that gives in Daf Dalet. Stam gina, noga ligda, the Gemara's asking, l'chayra, it's a raya that Shmei Hezek. Who had a question? Yaakov, who had a question? Yeah? Oh, David, yeah.
Yeah, on Daf Dalet, isn't the Gemara already dealing Hezek is already Shmei Hezek by Daf Dalet?
No, but the Gemara is saying Pshan Mishnah. That's not subject to the Machlokas. That has to be read in the Mishnah. So that's going to be Pshan Mishnah. That is how to read the Mishnah. The Gemara knows how to read the Mishnah based on what it's going to say. So that's the Kash. Gina Shaini Kidder Rav Abba. So the Gemara gives the Teretz. Gina Shaini Kidder Rav Abba. That the reason why you need to make offense by Gina is because of Ayin Hara. Vim Tomar, Mehai Taima Yischayev Nami Ligdar Bibika. So what's Tosfos Kasha? We have Gina, we have Bika. So now you're bringing in the notion called Ayin Hara. So Ayin Hara is Stam Gina, has a problem with Ayin Hara. And Stam Bika is what? What's the contrast? What's the foil to Gina? Stam Gina is Kimakam Shinago Ligdar. And Stam Bika is what? Right. So what's the difference? Ayin Hara is Ayin Hara. Is Ayin Hara. No. So why is Ayin Hara limited to Gina? Bikasha? Let's see what Tosfos answers. Why Bika is different? Why wouldn't you have the same issue of Ayin Hara by Bika? Yishlomar, the shiny Gina, shemegadlin by yerek l'achila, you have vegetables being grown for food. The kosha, hiomedis become a seha. And this situation that Rav Abba describes is happening year-round. There's always, whatever that time of year, there's vegetables that could be growing for that season. There's always going to be something growing in the Gina. There's always going to be the Ayin Hara issue. Masha'ekin Bika, where you don't have Yerek, it's whatever it is, it's whatever that season is, or 1 month. Eino medes become Musa el chodesh echad b'shana, whatever tvua it is that you have, is not all year-round. V'lomachayiv ligdar, you don't have to make a gather by stama, but you would have the usher at that point during that month. What does Tosfos mean? So there's no potential for hezek during that month. The damage could be still qualitatively, quantitatively equal to that of the year round of Gina. What does Tosfos mean? So because it's only 1 month a year that it's negeya, so you don't have to make offense because of the potential hezek of that 1 month? What's the Pshat Tosfos Teretz? How did you learn it? What did you learn it? I'm afraid I'm going ahead of the guys in the shir. No? All right, yeah, what do you say? Yeah?
This reminds me.
Yeah, how many people didn't do the Tosfos yet?
Did not.
Okay, I feel bad then. I don't want to push you too hard. Okay. So, but you're holding, everyone is holding though? We're saying now? So let's at least try to finish this part of Tosfos, yeah? So what's Tosfos Teretz? Bika, Stam Bika is okay. Doesn't need offense. What about the Ayin Hara issue? Only 1 month. So what, 1 month you don't have to worry about Ayin Hara? I mean, so that month, it could be Ayin Hara. Why do you build a bull fence for that month? Because of the Ayin Hara of that month, yeah?
This reminds me of what Rebbe was kind of saying earlier, that like Hezek Riyah has limits to what it could be Mechayiv you. So if the Hezek Riyah is like to a certain degree, it's only there for a certain amount of time, we're not going to be Mechayiv you to put a wall year round, because you know that would be way too much for this type, for this limit.
Yeah, but if Lemaisa, the potential damage that could result from Ayin Hara during that 1 month could be just as catastrophic to the person that's going to be affected by Ayin Hara as the Ayin Hara that can happen year-round in Gina. So why should the fact that it's 1 month be a reason not to have to mechayev him to build a wall if the hezek could still occur? See, this is why I'm asking. Tosfos is not saying... Midaik, if you midaik about Tosfos, I think the answer is mikrif nalash and Tosfos itself. I want you to notice it. But Tosfos is not mechayev between the nature of how much hezek is going to occur. Tosfos is narrowing the window in which the hezek will occur. But Tosfos is not saying that the amount of hezek will be necessarily less than the hezek that could result from Gina. It could be true, because if it's more year-round, there could be more hezek occurring. But that's not the nekuda that's mechalik. Tosfos Lashon is more mashma something else, a different vort. What you're saying would be true if you run with the fact that the hezek is much greater, so therefore we can impose for you a wall because of the greater hezek, and it could be that it's more likely to have more hezek because it's more months that it could happen. But that's not what Tosfos said. That's reading too much into words of Tosfos. If anything, Tosfos thinks something a little different. Rafi Yaakov, and yes, yeah, whoops, yeah. Go.
I was thinking that by when we were talking about Rabbi Yossi and Al Nizaklakas Asmo, so we said that if the person gets there, if the Nizik gets there first, so then it would be on the Mazaklakas Asmo, I think we said. So maybe here, if you're constantly a Mizik Homosei, so then you were there first, and then therefore the Mazik would have to be involved in building a wall. But if it's only there for a month, so then in that interim time period, so you wouldn't necessarily have been there first, and therefore be al-anizik l'achakasasim.
Who's talking about being there first? It's talking about how much time it's going to be potentially subject to ayin hara, to your looking. It doesn't say who's first, who's not first.
If there's a gap, because you weren't, it's not the entire year.
No. So the guy might be there, but they're growing. The things that are growing are only growing 1 month. The things that are going to be affected, the damage, in other words, the window of time that the Ayin Hara will be able to be sholeit on what's growing in the Bikka is 1 month out of the year. That you could potentially be looking and steering and causing Ayin Hara damage. And the window of time that Ayin Hara damage can be affecting the Gina is year-round. That's Tosfos different. So I'm asking you, so what? But could it be Ayin Hara damage in the Bikka during that 1 month? What do you say? Yes. So why wouldn't that require you to build a wall? Yeah?
If it's all year, it's impossible to avoid.
The Lashon of Tosfos is what you're saying. Notice the Lashon. Tosfos says, but you should know you shouldn't be steering during that 1 month. What did Tosfos add that for? What's relevant? What's negea, those words? The issue is not how much damage is going to occur. The issue is, do we force them to build a wall, or can we rely on people's own self-discipline? That they're not going to gaze. Right? Because what? Because the ability to control yourself for 1 month might be sufficient not to warrant having to make a remedy such as building a kosher, which is the biggest expense. So as long as we can trust you or feel confident that you won't steer during that 1 month, we'll make it through that month and then we'll be good. Shalom Yisrael, no need for a wall. Gina is all year round. Inevitably, you know how hard it is to discipline yourself, right? We all know. We all know the challenges that we face day in, day out, right? All kinds of areas. You know, so if it's a short time, if something is temporary and they tell you it's going to end in 3 days, it's one thing. They tell you something is temporary, but we don't know exactly whether it's going to be 3 days or 3 months or 2 years. That harder, right? Not even Yavin, right? So, obviously, the point is, 1 month, a person can help themselves not to steer. No need for a wall. Gina is all year round. It's a different story. That's what Tosfos adds. Okay, but understand, during that 1 month, you can't do it. But Ad Kedei Kach Demchayev a wall for that potential Einar for that 1 month, that we're not going to be required.
Ben Yonah says that fair.
Ben Yonah?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. Good. Pasha Tosis Ucher. Interesting. Now, but by Bikka, think about it. So Tosis gave a chiluk. If you look for tomorrow in the sheet, I gave you two sheetas to look at. So he has other answers to answer Tosis Kasha, Gina versus Bikka. But something just to leave you with this question. Gina, Stam Gina, Makom Shenogel Igdar is what? Chayven. Why? Ayin Hara. Stam Bikka, Makom Shenogel Igdar? Ema Chayven, why? Tosfos gave the answer. Ayin Hara is not going to be a problem there. We can control ourselves for the 1 month. Good. Okay, other answers also. What about a Makom Shenogel Igdar Bikka? What's the din? If it's Nogel Igdar, that's the Mishnah also. Nogel Igdar by Bikka, what's the din? Chayven, why? We just got finished saying you can control yourself, no? So why Nogel Igdar changes that? What makes you Mechuyev Bibika by Nogel Igdar? Everyone hear my question? What's the difference? What do you think?
It's like subjective, maybe.
The question is this. What's the... Yeah, but if you can, we assume you can control yourself, why are you making him pay? What is the concern? What is the what is it, what are they makpid on? What is the concern by Nagalig the Vivika?
Or?
So this is, I think, the answer. Ayin hara tosa took care of. That's not going to matter. Nagalig lo nagalig. Ayin hara, we can control this. Ayin hara is staring, gazing with a bad look, intense. For 1 month, you'll control yourself. Nagalig is not going to change that. You'll control yourself. Hezekria is even, you know, it's not the same. It's much less for Hezekria. Lack of privacy. Moreover, is it only during that 1 month? For you know, a dikka is all year round also. Once you're talking about stepping out of ayin hara and speaking about Hezekria, then the whole spara is no longer dikka is also subject to that. The stomanat, magaligda, we are makbid. We're makbid. We're makbid on what? What are we makbid by dikka? And Hezekria. Hezekria is all year round. And Hezekria is occasional steering, not just, you feel invaded, your privacy, whatever. So the Nagaligdar by Bika creates the highest standard of Hezekria kicking in, not the Ayin Har. Tosis Chilg had to do with Gina and Bika, Gabi. If you're saying there's Ayin Har issue by Gina, what about the Bika? Tosis says 1 month you can survive by not steering. The heavy steering, that you won't do, it's only 1 month. But the Magam Shinago Ligda Bibika is a different issue. That's the Hezekria issue. Okay, so Cheshbon out again more, the rest of this Tosis, and the Rambam we'll get to with Gina, and then maybe the next Gemara if we have time. Okay.